Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing this fine summer day?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Summer is flying by.
I know. Well, when's your kids go back?
They go back, I think, the 25th of August.
So yeah, my kids are around that time, too.
A little bit of time.
Three more bonus weeks. Some schools start in early August.
Yeah. I was a chaperone at band camp at Gordon College two nights ago. Talk about hot. Can you imagine being out there marching on a field and the heat index is 110?
Yeah. That's why you don't want to be the tuba guy.
Oh,
just be the flute guy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it was a good time. Summer is definitely flying by. And, you know, I'm so happy to have a repeat guest this morning because I haven't seen her in so long. Time flies when you're having fun. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show this morning. We have Carrie Tegeter. Welcome.
Guys, it's a pleasure to see you again.
So, Carrie, you're with Corporate Office Suites, right?
Corporate Office Centers, yeah.
Corporate Office Centers, and I know that because I have the privilege of coming to the Corporate Office Center every week and doing the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Mm-hmm. I really like the digs here. The waiting room's awesome, and I understand you guys are really growing. Tell us about your company.
We are. We have a fabulous staff at all of our centers. We have four centers here in Atlanta. I just finished opening our new center on Peachtree Road. 3399 Peachtree Road. It's a beautiful center. We also have this center at Glen Lake, and we have one in Johns Creek, and also a location in Alpharetta. And currently, my home is in Johns Creek, which is where I'm focusing a lot these days, which is why you haven't seen me lately. But it's good to be back. It's good to see you guys. Our business is doing really well.
Now, can you tell a listener like who may not be familiar with what Corporate Office Centers does? What can you do? What kind of business person would be a good prospect for Corporate Office?
Well, we have clients that range from home-based businesses all the way up to Fortune 500 companies. So we have so many different services and products for every business owner. We start with a virtual office package where you can have your phones answered and a professional image for your business so that you're not meeting people at Starbucks or, you know, your home, things like that. And then we also have Fortune 500 companies that use us for, their executive level presence and things like that who may not need to drive downtown to a larger location. And, you know, it's a turnkey operation where we provide everything for you. You just plug and play. And we include furniture, internet, phones, reception, coffee. Everything's here for you. Easy sneezy.
And I love the training facilities, too. So you have training rooms and conference rooms that folks can use even if they don't have offices here, or do they need to have an office?
No, that's correct. You can do meeting rooms by the hour. One of the special things about our Johns Creek location is that we have a 250-person banquet room, which is awesome. I'll have to take you out there to see it. But it's a beautiful facility, and it's a great place to host events, even if you're not a full-time client.
Wow, that's good to know. I think I'll be using that, actually. I mean, really, people don't think about the fact that even if you work for a Fortune 500 company, like my office is at home,
mm-hmm.
and I work at home in my sweatpants, but I can't meet clients there, obviously, so
right.
Starbucks isn't always the best place because it's not so quiet. So for training rooms and your facilities here are always so well kept, too.
Thank you.
Now, are all of the corporate office centers in high-rises? Because some executive suite companies are in, you know, not as nice facilities.
Right. Yes, they are. The Johns Creek location is a two-level building. However, it's, it's gorgeous and highly decked out, which is how we do things at Corporate Office Centers. It's always top-notch. So, but yes, typically they're in the best locations, the best addresses, and, of course, the top-notch products and services.
Where do you see y'all in 5 years? I mean, are you growing?
Wow. We are growing. In the past 2 years, we've added at least, I think it's 6 new centers just in the past 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
And, of course, we are all over the country. We have 32 locations now. We're out in L.A., Dallas, Colorado, Las Vegas, and Atlanta. We're pretty much everywhere. So you're an instant you know, you have other locations at your fingertips.
Now, if somebody has an office at one of your centers here in Atlanta and then they had a meeting, say, in California, would they be able to contact them?
Absolutely. We will even do that for them. It's a service that we provide. Absolutely.
So that's like having offices all around the country.
Exactly. Exactly. You're automatically a chain.
Cool.
I love it. Great concept. Give folks your information in case they want to contact you to learn more.
I can be reached at 404-751-5100, and my email address is ctegeder, C-T-E-G-E-D-E-R, at corpoff.com.
And the website is?
CorporateOfficeCenters.com.
Cool.
Wonderful. Thanks for being with us today and for giving us the update.
Thanks
for having
me.
Is a cool idea, Lee.
Yeah, in today's world with all the people who telecommute and work out of the house and, you know, you need a solution like that.
Yeah, definitely. And their centers always are so nice. So nice.
I come for the coffee.
I like the coffee, too. The coffee's good. Always a little cafe.
Right.
Nice touch. Very excited about our next guest this morning because I love things that are cool and new. They make me feel young again, right?
There you go.
This morning we have Carl Tegeder and Dr. Scott with iZig. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
So iZig, it sounds like something that we've got to have. It sounds very clever, very innovative. But for our listeners that haven't heard of iZig, where do we start?
I would say that we start with, you know, what is today? Personal branding, business branding, and how do you do that in today's market?
Okay. So iZig, for our listeners that are expecting some fuzzy little thing on the table that giggles and talks that you have to have for Christmas, iZig is?
Well, let's walk back. If you look, I first experienced mobile a year ago. And if you look today, everybody is walking around with their cell phone. And I don't care if you're a realtor, a doctor, lawyer, company, whatever you do in today's market, if you're not communicating to that mobile device, you're not communicating with folks. I experienced it a year ago. I walked into an Arby's, was hungry, obviously, saw a sign that says, text ABMELT to, I can't remember what their code was. But I got out my cell phone, sent the text. 2 seconds later, I get the coupon, the offer directly to my phone, which I thought was really cool because there's no paper, no distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Walked from me to you, which is 2 feet, and redeemed the offer. I said, wow. That's the future of business because it's interactive, mm-hmm. it's permission-based, and we're a society of instant gratification. So we began applying, how do we go after that sector of market? Because you don't need to teach people how to text market or utilize their mobile device. But when you apply it to business, it is definitively the most underutilized communication channel out there today. And it's not a matter of if, it's when companies and individuals are going to be utilizing mobile as their main communication channel. So we began looking at it a year ago, put the entire company together over this past year. iZig is our company name. One of our slogans is iZig when you zag. It's about doing stuff that, you know, when everyone else is doing, you know, the norm, you need to do something that's unique in regard to branding. We're a very unique company, and we've definitely branded ourselves very well.
So can you walk us through, if somebody has, say, like you mentioned, a restaurant, so how would they utilize this?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. If you look at, first of all, for mobile is based off what's called a short code, meaning that a standard telephone number is 10 digits long. So obviously folks aren't going to remember a full telephone number if you're dealing any type of branding. So it's typically a 5-digit number. And if you look at, there's lots of mobile marketing companies out there. There's, make no mistake, you can go to Google and research mobile marketing. And you're going to find all different types of companies that, you know, have text, as an example, text home to 89492 or text pizza to 29497. Who in the world can remember these numbers? So we really researched, how can we brand ourselves effectively in that space? And if you look at, and just overall statistics and analytics, and go research our Google 11111123455431, mm-hmm. etc. The most researched 5-digit code in the global marketplace is 90210.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, it's, you know, it has so much associated with it, mm-hmm. from Beverly Hills lifestyle television show, Dr. 90210, magazines. it's associated with lifestyle. It's associated with Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And people, not just across the country, all over the world, understand what that code means. Now, when that can be your gateway into mobile, you've got yourself a powerful way to both personally brand and also professionally brand. So if you go back to the restaurant, a restaurant could simply secure either their restaurant name or associated keywords. And let's just say that you're sitting at a table in a restaurant and you see text Joe's Pizza to 90210. Well, let's just say that offer is 10% off the meal that you're currently eating, maybe a free dessert, whatever it may be. It allows a consumer to have immediate value for sending the text in, delivers the offer instantly, but it provides to that restaurant an opt-in channel of communication for them to communicate with those folks from that point forward. Mm-hmm. The number one challenge of any business today is they have people rotating through their company, but they don't know who they are, and they most certainly don't know how to communicate with them from that point forward. Mobile is about permission-based. There is no spam in mobile. It's all opt-in. It has a 97% read rate, which is key. People carry their phones with them everywhere. So if you're looking for a way to brand and interact with consumers today, it's all about mobile. And if you then look at how do you implement a mobile campaign, we make that extremely easy with our company. And we've really done our platform, what we call our dashboard, to make it interactive and extremely easy for a business owner to either control from their laptop or directly from their cell phone.
Wow. So what's your involvement with the company? It's local, right? In Atlanta, you started here?
Yes. We're based right in Buckhead, right on Peachtree Drive. And my involvement is I serve as a regional vice president for the company.
Okay.
Now, can you, you've kind of explained what it is that your technology does, but can you explain kind of practically, like, okay, a retail person, I get it, they do a coupon. But how would, like, maybe a professional service company utilize this?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Let's look at our applications in the market. First of all, today it's all – I don't care if you're a realtor, whatever you do in today's market. It's all about branding you. Mm-hmm. So when you look at – we've all done the typical thing of creating business cards. You know, you print off business cards, you pass them out, you get them back, you pass them out, you get them back. It's an endless manual process. So that's what I call yesterday. In regard to business or branding, if you look at what was yesterday, it's yellow pages, you know, print media, classified ads, radio, television. If you look at where people's eyes are today, it's all about mobile. So if you're going to personally brand yourself today, you need to do it on a mobile gateway. So we start with a personal application where you can have your name at 90210. For instance, Carl is sitting right beside me. If you text Carl to 90210, you're instantly going to get Carl's information. It sends your name, your position, your cell phone, email, website, also links into your social networks from Facebook, Twitter, your blog. It sends all the information that you want a person to know about you. It's a very low-priced product, $14.95 per month for unlimited usage. So you could have 10 million people text your name to 90210, and instantly they're going to get the information that you want to communicate about yourself. And just picture if you're in a room of one person or literally 10,000, it instantly delivers that information. But most importantly, it captures those people's information for you to follow up later that evening or the following day, which is, as we know, important to interact with folks and further the communication.
That's great. As an avid, you know, networker, mm-hmm. I can tell you that I just see a huge value in that, because what do you do when you go out networking and you come home and you have this entire stack of business cards,
right.
And, you know, the next day you're going to go in and try to follow up with everyone and hit all your bases. I mean, how fantastic would that be?
That'd be great.
It's absolutely, it's cool. It's hip. It's today. And it solves, you know, obviously going green today is a big deal. And the manual process of constantly printing and distributing business cards, if you go green and have your name on a mobile gateway, it does incredible things, not only for, you know, for the effectiveness of it, but most importantly, people respond more because people like things, as you said, Amy, in regard to things being cool. They want that for themselves. And we see people branding themselves on Facebook. We see it on Twitter. How do you brand yourself in this mobile revolution? Well, there's not a better way to do it on what we consider to be the most famous mobile media gateway, which is 90210.
Wow. That is so clever. I love it. You know, I went to the website, which I would encourage our listeners to do that as well. Can you give the website address?
Carl?
Yeah, the website is www.izigg, that's IZIGG.com/signmeup, and you can watch some more videos to get some more information about it. And you can see basically how you can either become a distributor yourself or purchase the products.
Yeah, the video does a really good job of explaining, too. I mean, you think about it. I think one of the statistics was 90% of all the things that comes through your email is spam. Mm-hmm. It's so true. And it really changes the way you communicate when you can opt in and opt out. And the folks in New York and all the billboards, but yet the video shows them all looking down at their phones. It's so true.
Yeah. My business partner is Brian Underwood. He's literally one of the, if not the leading strategist in the global market for bringing products and services to market through people. And it became so apparent to him about a year ago. He was in New York, Times Square, you know, walking around, which is literally the advertising capital of the world, and you see all these, you know, advertisements up on the great big billboards. But you look around where everyone's watching, nobody's looking up. Everybody's eyes are absolutely glued on their mobile device. So our first video goes through Times Square and goes through that application so that people can really understand that if you're not branding and advertising via mobile today, nobody's looking up. It's the most valuable 4 inches of real estate in the global market. And then our second video goes through, okay, if you're going to go mobile, which definitively is the way to go, you know, what are you going to brand yourself on? You're going to brand yourself on a no-name gateway like 89247 or 29492. It's these ridiculous codes. You want to brand on something that people can remember and associate with. So our second video goes through 90210. And then third is in regard to business professionals. Most business professionals go, well, I don't know how to set myself up a mobile media campaign. Like, it seems confusing. It seems hard. Yesterday, I was speaking with an Acura dealership out of Miami, and their whole thing was, we want mobile, but we love 90210, but it seems confusing to us. How long is it going to take us to implement a full mobile marketing campaign? We had them fully set up. I said, if we do it in less than 30 minutes, is that impressive to you? He goes, done. So full campaign, instantly in place. And it's very simple the way that we do things. You simply secure your keyword, let folks know about that channel, and then from there, our dashboard can be controlled either from your laptop or, again, your mobile device, which is really cool.
So I'm thinking this is one of those things that we got to get in on early. Like, I'm thinking about keywords, and if I want to be Amy at 90210, someone might already be Amy at 90210.
Yeah, it's very key when you look at, and if you look at comparatively to the internet, people all want to brand themselves on a .com, okay? No one really wants to brand on .biz, .tv, .me, .whatever, because, you know, it's not as hip or as accepted as .com. So one of our taglines is we're the .com of mobile media because folks want to brand on a gateway, again, that people associate with. So, yes, names are definitively going quickly. However, if you look at Twitter, they've got, you know, hundreds of millions of variations. The key really isn't the name. It's how you apply that so that people can remember the gateway. And then your application from there, you know, really just is set in place daily. So we've made it very simple.
Now, is this something that only 20-year-olds use, or do you have any statistics on, like, our 50-year-old people using texting?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you look at a couple years ago, it was definitively the college and university crowd that was utilizing mobile as their main communication channel. But today, that's no longer the case. There's more text messages now sent than voice calls. People would rather text than talk. And so it's across all age demographics. The great thing about mobile is there's nothing to download. There's no application as if your current mobile device, whether it be a feature phone, a flip phone, a smartphone, it's instantly adaptable to mobile marketing. So when you look at how quickly our world transitioned to the internet, which was quick, mobile has an 8 times adoption rate. So we're transitioning to mobile as our main communication channel 8 times faster than our world transitioned to the internet. Why? Because when you look at the internet, people didn't have home PCs. They had to equip their homes and their offices, but every single person has a mobile device. So it's the perfect channel for any business professional. Again, I don't care what you do in today's market. You absolutely need a mobile marketing campaign.
Wow. This is so cool, Lee. I mean, I love hearing about new technologies, and sometimes they're difficult for me to understand. Sure. This makes so much sense. I mean, it makes common sense. Mm-hmm. And the opt-in or opt-out, I guess my being the devil's advocate, the only thing that I see as a if someone's communicating with me and they want to get a hold of me right away, they know to text me, mm-hmm. always.
Exactly. Oh.
But at what point does that lose its importance? You know, I don't want too many people texting me, but explain to me how I would manage that. Because I can manage my email by now saying that there's spam and setting up filters. But with the mobile, it has to be accepted and you opt in or opt out? Is that right?
Million percent. It's 100% opt-in. And the key about mobile, as compared to, let's just say, compared to email, why are most emails not read? Because they're too long, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Emails are long, and people write endless paragraphs of stuff that we're a society that if you don't see it and get it right away, you're not going to read or you're just going to delete. So the thing about mobile is it's 160 characters or less. It's in one little screen. I get it. And if you don't want that information for that particular company, you know, let's just say that you're in a channel that you no longer want information. You don't have to call anybody. You don't have to jump through hoops. All you need to do is reply stop, S-T-O-P, and you're instantly out of that channel. So let's just say that you're part of a channel for a local restaurant. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you go on vacation, and you don't want any information from that restaurant while you're away. Reply stop. You're instantly opted out. When you come back and you want that value again, reply that restaurant's keyword, and you're back in that channel. So it's like a toggle switch.
I absolutely love
that.
There
is no spam because they would shut us down. It's regulated.
I absolutely love that because you're right. I do get some coupons from restaurants from my mobile device, and honestly, it does make me go there.
Uh-huh. Right.
I mean, I think they're top of mind then, whereas instead of driving around to the 9 or 10 places I frequent, it's like, oh, I've got a coupon.
It's also time sensitive. For example, the statistic is 87% of text messages are read within the first hour. So if you send it at 11:30 and it's lunchtime, your people are going to read it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think
you will have a chance to react to it.
I think that restaurants are especially good prospects for you guys because when things are slow, like say you have a restaurant and it's raining or something, you can instantly do a blast out to your people, special, you know, half off, come in now, and you can kind of jack up a slow night.
1,000,000%. If you look at a restaurant, any restaurant, I don't care if the smallest restaurant, could easily develop an opt-in channel of at least hundreds, if not thousands. Now, if you look at, let's just say that it's Wednesday night, and for some reason, no one's in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And when you look at how are they going to get people into that restaurant, you know, you're not going to do it via traditional advertising. It's too late.
Right.
But with mobile, even if you're not in the restaurant, say it's the business owner who's not there, take out your mobile device, send a text message like you're sending to a friend, but it instantly goes out to your entire channel, which in this case could be hundreds, if not thousands. And it could be 2 for 1 from now till midnight. It's buy one entree, get one free, kids eat free, whatever your offer to get people instantly into your location. You cannot do that with any other form of advertising.
I have a question. It's my understanding that, we're in a recession right now, and there's a lot of people out there that are searching for jobs and mm-hmm. searching for opportunities. It sounds to me like this would be a great opportunity for someone out there who's looking for a source of income. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works and how people can take advantage of the iZig revolution?
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at going after a market, you know, if you look at traditional sales today, it's a slow, inefficient process. No one likes going door to door, trying to get through the gatekeeper, find the decision maker, and make a sales approach. It's again what I call yesterday. Today, it's all about relationships. You know, if you look at people before trying to send out mass email and promote themselves, today people are immune to it. Everything today is about a personal relationship. Mm-hmm. So our decision in going after the market is to pay people to endorse our brand. In this case, we pay 70 cents out of every revenue dollar back to individuals who endorse our brand.
Wow.
25% as a direct sale commission. Mm-hmm. And then the remaining goes towards individuals that want to develop teams of people, currently part of our national expansion, which is across the United States, no territory. So anywhere across the states, you can develop a team of individuals, of agents. Mm-hmm. But very soon, all over the world, being a green company, no ingredients, no shipping, no warehousing, you know, no customs to contend with. We have a very aggressive global path before us. So if anyone is looking, you know, if you look at just the overall state of our economy, it's not the fact that people aren't willing to work hard. You can be the hardest working person today. Like, you can be a hardworking pager salesman, and you got a hard future ahead of you, you know? So if you look at today, it's about dedicating your time, effort, and energy. Everybody's busy, but it's a time value proposition. Right. At the end of the day, did you dedicate your time to a sector of the market that's providing you a return? Mm-hmm. There's not a harder market today than mobile.
Wow. You know what, Lee? We've had this happen a couple times where we have guests on the show, and I get goosebumps, and I can say, I know they're going to be on, like, the cover of Time or Wired Magazine. And we've had it happen a couple times, like the eye guy
right.
with the eye machine.
Yeah.
We've had it happen. I feel it. That's I just cool. know. I'm going to say, I knew you win.
What's cool about our
name
brand
today.
What's cool about our brand is we wanted to expand in the market and allow people to experience the brand. So we have what are called eye channels. So if a person wants to experience 90210, we deliver information, what people want, when they want it, and in case of iChannel, absolutely free of charge. For instance, if you look at celebrity gossip today, people love People Magazine, Us Weekly, people like to be in the know of Hollywood. So if a person texts celeb to 90210, if Lindsay Lohan goes to jail or anything happens in Hollywood, rest assured you're going to be instantly notified that's what's happening. Green is big business today. You could text green to 90210 and get all green tips in regarding, you know, how to better our environment. Diet, big thing today. Folks on the go, you want to know quickly on throughout your day how to better your overall health and diet, text diet to 90210. So we have all these different channels that individuals can utilize for free and experience the brand. Once they experience the brand, they go, wow, I could personally brand myself. We call that our M card, $14.95 per month, unlimited use. There's not a more powerful way to personally brand yourself. It's your name at 90210. Then we have a full marketing campaign for a small business that can start as low as $99 per month and have multiple keywords at 90210. The key thing for a business is if you look at how do companies get people into their business, they print a coupon. They distribute the coupon, and what's the statistics? 99% are thrown in the trash. That's statistical across the board. Well, when you can take that same offer, avoid all the cost and time of printing and distributing, deliver that offer directly to one's mobile device, and then see which consumers are best responding to. Are consumers best responding to a two-for-one pizza, or do they like the fact that we could throw in breadsticks with a large pizza? You can determine by running multiple campaigns with multiple keywords that we include in the package. And the key is you don't have to have any form of printing and distributing, and consumers love it because they're texting in to get the offer that they want.
No Very more graphic cool. artists out there. Either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Text. So, Carl, what's your involvement?
I became one of the distributors, and so I got to meet Dr. Scott through that channel when we had an event. And so since then, you know, it's been great.
How long have you been doing it?
The company fully launched probably within the last week. I mean, over the last month, they've been fully launched, and they had five different stages of rollout of the different platforms. And so right now we're fully functional right now.
Yeah, if you look at we launched our web system live now 10 days ago, which is our domain, izig.com. And if you look at our web traffic, we're currently in the top, and it's a vertical line, our traffic. We're currently in the top 10,000 most visited brands here in the United States online. Now, by next week, we're going to be in the top 5,000. How do we do that? We do that by paying people, again, to endorse our brand. And as with anything in life, you know, he or she that controls the distribution sector of that market controls that sector of market. So we go after the market through people, through warm market relationships. We pay people very well to endorse. But if you look at all the different things that are going mobile that are revenue generating from mobile-friendly websites, geo search and geo advertising, where if you're in a certain zip code and you say want to know about pizza, you type your zip code along with the keyword pizza, we'll fire back all of the pizza parlors in the area along with premium channels that people want to advertise in that return. Entertainment is huge, interactive television, games, iPhone apps, BlackBerry apps, everything is going mobile. The number one challenge, if you look at iTunes right now or the Apple Store, there's 180,000 current apps on that store. Almost all of them fail. Why? Because they don't have any distribution power. So here we develop and are very quickly developing the largest distribution network for mobile media content. And the individuals that are part of our company, as we go and make different product offerings, we just put that through the distribution channel. And again, it's very revenue generating for the folks involved. So we're real excited about it.
Wow. So it's that new. But I imagine it's going to move very fast. I mean, already in 10 days. Wow.
Correct. Yeah. Or you can check us out on Facebook. We're iZig Mobile on Facebook. If you look at really today, it's all about, again, social media, Facebook, Twitter, and other social networks, and it's about mobile. So we've got a very strong social media presence. You can go and check us out at iZig Mobile on Facebook. And, you know, you'll be real impressed with the caliber of folks that we've attracted from across the country, because any individual with any type of background in business, branding, advertising realizes that today it's all about mobile, and then it's a matter of branding yourself in that space. And again, we're very confident in our ability to do that with our Gateway 90210.
And that's a number you never forget. I mean, honestly, I can't remember my own phone number half the time, but yeah. 90210. And it's also cross-generational, too. I mean, I have teenagers that everybody knows Beverly Hills 90210.
That one television show has gone on for literally forever. You know, and it's a great show. Not that anyone, you know, specifically adapts to it, but it's a cool show. It's great branding in regard to Hollywood, Beverly Hills. And it's just a number that people always associate with, and it's a brand behind it even before we enter the mobile media space. So we're real excited about it.
I've never even seen the show. I really haven't, but
and like,
I'll never forget
and
the number.
And to like contact me, for example, is all you got to remember is Carl and 90210, and I don't have to tell you my phone number because it'll text you back my contact information. So say that 5 years from now, and I'm still paying for the service, that, you know, I changed my number and we lost contact, you can just go ahead and text Carl to 90210 and you'll get the new contact information.
That's a great example. And we were just out in Beverly Hills and I was driving up the 405 and there's a Mercedes dealership over off to the side. And they're doing some great big sale. They had their balloons up. They had their great big billboard. They had their website, telephone number, and email address. And I'm just looking at them going, shaking my head. Okay, I'm on the telephone, so I'm not calling them. Right. I'm most certainly not going to their website. And I'm not sending them an email. Now, if they would have had something, I know we're not supposed to text while we're driving, but if, you know, we're going literally half a mile an hour on the 405 because it's bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I was genuinely interested at what they had, if they simply would have had Mercedes at 90210, instantly you could send that within 2 seconds, have all the information that you want, and all of that other advertising space is basically wasted in today's market.
Or you can remember when you get back somewhere because you're going to remember the word that they had. And, you know, 90210 eventually will be inherent. People will already know that, you know, you'll see a little iZig icon and the keywords. So just like AOL keywords were before, it'll be iZig keywords.
Unbelievable. That is so clever because you're right. I mean, there are so many numbers and so many things to remember. I can remember someone's first name or first and last name in 90210.
Right. Very cool.
There you
go. By the end of the day, you'll remember it's Carl at 90210, and you'll go on your day.
We got to get their signatures now, Lee. I mean, really, I'm glad we got those photos with them because,
We can have them sign our hats.
Yeah, the hats are so cool.
We have great apparel. We have iZig hats, shirts, whatever folks want. We like to have fun in the company, and you know, so it's all about branding. I was wearing a shirt last weekend here in Houston's restaurant. We have our iZig shirts, and folks pulled us over and go, you know, what do you guys do? I said, well, I don't need to, you know, I'd rather show you what we do. I said, grab your cell phone. I said, send a text to 90210. Gave them the keyword. And they go, wow. I said, now you can have your name at 90210 And I said, how many folks here are business owners? And, you know, half of them were. I said, let me show you now how that applies to business, mm-hmm. all part of ISIG now. But most importantly, you know, they were telling me, oh, you need to talk to this person or you need to talk to this. I said, no, you need to talk to that person. You're the one that's going to get paid. It's all about if you endorse this brand, first of all, it's going to be great for your own personal branding or business branding, but also it's going to be revenue generating for you to simply tell others.
Wow. So how many people have we told by, you know, I mean, by now? We've got listeners that are listening live.
All
we're
going to
send
this
link.
World.
That's right. Yeah. So I zig, you zag.
I zig when you zag.
So tell me about the shirts, because I'm loving the hat with the little pocket on the inside.
The shirts, we have a great shirt company here that does all of our apparel custom made. So we've got great logos. And if you go to our website, izig.com/signmeup, you'll see our logos. And we've done great in regard to graphically branding the company. So all of our shirts are cool. They look great. And, you know, definitely available for anyone who wants them.
Terrific. I love it.
Now, do you guys have any upcoming events that you want people to know about? Because I know you typically have events that go on.
Yeah, actually, we were just at the Capital City Club last night. Had a great time. Very, you know, what I'll call a high-end group, which was great just to discuss the application relevance in today's market. This upcoming Thursday, which I'm not sure of the date, but next Thursday, we are back here in Atlanta, and we'll be posting that out. I'm not sure exactly. If you text IZIG to 90210, IZIG to 90210, you'll be part of the channel, which will provide updates for that.
Great.
Wonderful.
And again, if they text Carl to 90210, they can contact me, and also they can watch on Facebook. The events are posted on Facebook on IZIG Mobile.
Great.
That's great. Yep.
Cool.
Very cool. Any additional information, anything else you want our listeners to know? I'm going to sign up. Maybe I can sign up by the end of the day, and then you can text Amy Otto at 90210. Hopefully there isn't another Amy
Within
Otto.
Within 5 minutes, you can be on and active.
Here's what I would say. I would say that regardless of what's right for you is to experience the brand. Minimally be a user. You know, text celeb to 90210, and you'll get celebrity gossip. Text green, text finance, text. If you go to the website and select the iChannel, you'll see all of our channels, and we're adding more. If you're any form of business person, business owner, whatever it may be, minimally get our M card, which is $14.95 per month. It's an unbelievable deal in regard to personal branding, and you can get that. You know, it's instantly set up. It takes a matter of literally 3 minutes to be fully functional. For business owners, minimally get our what's called iConnect, which is $99 per month. It allows you to have multiple channels on 90210. And avoid all the things of printing and distributing and all the other factors. It's all about mobile today. And for the folks that really understand the market, be an agent, endorse the brand, be paid well for your time, and you know, start here in Atlanta. We've got a great base. Obviously, it's where our corporate offices are, but you can build all across currently the United States. And again, we've got a very aggressive international path before us. So it's a really hot market, and it's a lot of fun to be part of.
Wow, very cool.
Good stuff.
So will you agree to come back in like 3 months?
I will be here anytime I'm invited. I really had fun today.
Oh, you did a great job. Really cool information, and I'm sure our listeners are excited about it. And I'm sure that it's lighting up. The IZIG's got to be going crazy right now because people like myself can't wait to get off the radio show so we can register. I'm serious about that. Very serious about that.
Before your name is gone.
That's right. Before my name is gone or before I have to get creative with the spelling
and add all
kinds of things with that. Thanks for being our guest this morning. We really appreciate your time and very excited about your company. And really, I'm going to put you on for 3 months from now.
I'll be here.
All right.
Good deal.
Thanks for being with us today. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show.